Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. From KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. An elderly woman was found dead in a partially collapsed home in West Mount Airy Monday afternoon. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the details.
At 12:15 in the afternoon, the Philadelphia Fire Department responded to a report of a partial roof collapse at a home on the end of Mount Airy Place, a quiet cul-de-sac that branches off West Mount Airy Avenue. They found an elderly woman dead inside the home. Michael Slade lives a couple doors down and has been her neighbor for years.
I think it's awful. You know, she lived in that home a long time by herself. She's an older woman. She used to have someone come checking on her periodically, and then they stopped.
Fire officials don't know when the collapse occurred, and according to preliminary information from PFD, the roof partially caved in and the first floor collapsed into the basement. Officials say a neighbor called 911 for a wellness check after spotting the collapsed portion of the house. More than 40 PFD members, including some from Special Operations Command, reported to the scene for the search and rescue operation. Police and licenses and inspections were also called to the home. Officials have not identified the woman. The medical examiner's office is tasked with figuring out the cause of death. KYW has reached out to LNI but has not received comment from them. In West Mount Airy, Vic Ragupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And in a separate incident, an elderly man died and a woman was injured as a fire ripped through a row home in Kensington earlier in the morning. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the details.
Officials say fire crews were on the scene within 3 minutes of a call going in about a fire at a row home on Schiller Street in Kensington, but it wasn't fast enough to save one man's life. They say the call came in at 6:39 and crews were on the scene about a block and a half from Harrogate Park by 6:42. A woman had climbed under the roof of the home's porch and was rescued by firefighters. She was taken to Temple Hospital and treated for her injuries. Assistant Fire Chief Charles Walker told NBC 10 that crews then turned their attention to the man they were told was still inside.
Crews made it aggressive and terror attack once making entry to conduct a search, and upon completing their search, they did find a elderly male victim on the first floor of the property.
Authorities say the fire was under control by 6:56, just 17 minutes after the call came in. The fire marshal is still investigating the cause, but Walker did say they found no signs of smoke alarms in the residence after an initial search.
You make sure you have working smoke alarms in your home. If you don't, call 311 and we'll come out, to install and check and make sure that you have the proper things in your home.
I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Local lawmakers and community leaders called on the federal government to stop funding cuts to fair housing organizations across the country. KYW's Sonny Morgan was there as leaders announced the actions, calling them, quote, unconstitutional.
Senator Vincent Hughes led the charge as he spoke out against the freeze on fair housing dollars.
Protections against discrimination in housing are under attack. Fair housing organizations in this region, around the Commonwealth, around the country, just witnessed a decimation of their funding to do the work that they do to educate and protect communities against discrimination.
The response from local leaders comes after the Trump administration began canceling grants for organizations across the country that enforce the Fair Housing Act. Angela McIver, CEO of the Fair Housing Rights Center, says her organization was directly impacted.
DOGE called our work waste, but we call it great. DOGE is trying to break the morale and spirit of the fair housing movement, but we will not hear it.
Catherine Hicks, president of the Philadelphia NAACP.
Housing discrimination is illegal under the landmark Fair Housing Act of 1968, but the law has no validity if advocates don't have the resources to enforce it.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development says they ensure grantees are in compliance with the president's executive orders and are required to take action if they are not. They added that they continue to serve the American people, including those facing housing discrimination or eviction. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
An interactive community event that aims to increase knowledge about physical and mental health for men and boys of color kicks off in Germantown this weekend. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has this preview.
Presented by Philadelphia's Department of Behavioral Health and Intellectual Disability Services and its Engaging Males of Color initiative, the Brothers Stroll welcomes all, but it's designed to disrupt disparities and improve health outcomes for men and boys of color by ending stigma and increasing access to behavioral health resources. Community engagement specialist Octavius Blount says the women in his life remind him to pay attention to his health.
It was life-changing when I had my mom and my wife say, we need you here. And some of the men that may not have that significant other next to them to say, we need you here, just having the brother stroll allowed them to say, my brothers need me here.
The mile stroll down Germantown Avenue starts at 9:30 Saturday morning at Uncle Bobby's Coffees and Books and ends at a community organization called Men of Courage. Community engagement manager Gabriel Bryant says this is a chance for men of color to be vulnerable.
It has to be a call to action for men and boys in the city of Philadelphia to remove the stigma, remove the taboo amongst ourselves that says that mental health is a sign of weakness.
Community resources will be on hand, and there will be a discussion about building up the community through mental health and awareness. Raquel Williams, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.